Joining me now is a guy the New York Times dubbed the hottest comic in America, breaking records left and right, ranked the number one comedy tour in Billboard's 2025 mid-year box score report, and the only comedian on the list, and one of the top grossing tours worldwide. He's the only comedian to film a larger-than-life arena special as part of Hulu's hilarious lineup dropping this November. And this weekend, bringing his It Ain't Right tour to Mohegan Sun, please welcome Sebastian Maniscalco. What's up, brother?
Not much, man. Thanks for having me on. Just, I'm here and I'm ready to get to the Connecticut area. Mohegan Sun has always been really good to me, and I took some time off this summer, and it's good to be back on stage.
Yeah, so you got a another dog?
Listen, I didn't grow up with dogs. My kids wanted a dog. My wife wanted a dog. Right. So we got a dog last year. And then 6 months ago, got another dog. Yeah. So it's like a zoo over here. Listen, I like the dogs, but I'm not. At this age, I got no patience, man.
It's rough. It happened to me, too. You know, I DJ a lot on the weekends. My wife says, I want a dog. And I come home, and there's a golden retriever sitting in the living room. Peeing, pooping all over the place. He's in the studio right now. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you bring your dog to work?
Yeah, she comes every day. No. So tell me about that.
I'm not bringing my dog to Connecticut. Yeah. So.
Try being on the air, and you know, all you do is hear barking left and right. Oh man, but congratulations, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So you've been saying lately, you know, nothing feels right anymore. I want to talk about your tour. What's the most recent everyday thing that made you say, you know, this ain't right?
Oh, God. Here's what's bothering me. If you have Invisalign retainers, I don't want to see them on you during the day. This is a nighttime activity.
Okay.
All right? So I was talking to a guy the other day. He had his Invisaligns on. That's all I could hone in on was looking at his mouthpiece, and I didn't understand anything he was saying because I was so upset that he had his Invisaligns on. So that's what's bothering me currently.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's almost disrespect a little bit, you know, and times are just weird.
Yeah, man. It's human behavior has always kind of been my crux of what I talk about on stage, and
right,
kind of bothers me on a day-to-day, so it seems to be relatable to people.
So we were talking about you just got a new dog. All right, things are going well for you guys. Family, I know, is a huge thing in your act right now. Speaking of family, though, what's the last thing a family member did that you would say instantly became some material for stage?
Well, currently it's a lot of family-oriented material around particularly kind of day-to-day life. Mm. My wife is a huge part of my act. My kids, now that I'm with my kids and I'm going to a lot of activities, for example, my kid is in a soccer. He's in a soccer team, and I'm not happy with the performance of not only the team, but the coaches.
I relate to this, man. I get it.
I'm just a bit of an old soul, and I'm an older father, so maybe my methods of what I would do as a coach are different than what today's man is considering coaching. I mean, we're giving out stickers for nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like at the end of the game, they're passing out. We got killed 10-3, and they're handing out like, "You did good. You did this. Yeah. You did that." I'm like, I don't really see it.
They have pizza parties and such. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I have a. I'm a new dad. I have a going to be 2 in November. And then my stepson's.
Oh wow.
10 this month. Yeah. So.
Congrats.
He's doing the soccer thing and the football thing. You know, it's a lot. How do you juggle all that with tour life? Going to the games.
Can you open that window? Sorry.
It's all right. It gets hot. I know.
I just got out of the shower, and there's a light beaming on me, and I could just feel the sweat starting to pour out of my body.
Somebody get this man a towel, please.
Do you see my head? Do we have a towel? Can you give me a towel?
You know.
How do I juggle it all? Yeah. From sweating on interviews and whatnot. I pride myself on being a father first, right. So I definitely want to spend enough time with my kids that I possibly can. Mm. And you know, it's a difficult balance, but I tend to do it and give the amount of time to my family and my career where it works out. Right. Excuse me.
Yeah. Wipe off. Go ahead. I got you. I'm fully Italian too, so Southern blood.
So you sweating too?
I'm always sweating. That's what this hat's for, you know? Especially after I eat too much, it's a thing. And I have a problem where I'll get the long hots. And
could you explain the long hots? I mean, are you eating at a rate where your body temperature increases, where you might have to take your shirt off?
I was thinking about doing that right now because it is warm in here, but. This happens often, yeah. So the long hots, you know, the long Italian peppers.
And, the long hots. I thought you were describing your body temperature.
Oh, no.
It's like long and hot for a long period of time.
So it's just crazy, you know. And I eat too many of the peppers, and then my wife's looking at me like I should go to the hospital because I'm sweating.
Well, that ain't good.
No.
That might be something more than the long hots.
Yeah. I got a weight problem, you know? Oh, man, that's great. I mean, so the family thing, though, juggling is tough. I can't imagine because if I'm working late nights, you're doing a late gig, and then we got to be at the soccer field, you know, 8 in the morning. It's a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I'm not, generally speaking, my work takes me out of town, so it's not like I got to get up because I got a gig the night before to go to a soccer game. But you know, I'm missing this. For example, this weekend at the Mohegan Sun, my son is going to have a soccer game on Saturday morning. Oh. It's killing me that I'm not going to be able to be there. But you know, when I come back on Sunday, you just hop right back into fatherhood. Yeah. You know, it's a lot. There's not a lot of time for, you know, myself as far as, golfing or what have you.
No.
Right now I'm in the thick of it. I got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. They're involved in a ton of activities. And I feel like an Uber driver. I'm going from one activity to another. It's like I never thought parenthood would involve so much driving.
You know,
one's going east, the other one's going west. So it's a lot.
How's your back?
My back's great. My finally got my body right. I had sciatic pain for the last, for 2 years I had it, but about a year ago I got rid of it. I'm doing Pilates now, which has strengthened my body enough where the sciatica has gone away. But I feel good. I'm trying to eat healthy, and I'm 52 years old, so just had a colonoscopy. Everything's clean and ready to go.
Yeah, how'd that go? I don't have to worry about that. I'm actually really worried about when I, what's it, 40? Right?
40? You know, they say 45.
45?
I had one at 46, and then I had one just, 3 days ago.
I'm glad it checked out. How about your kids, though? Are they bragging about you being in Mario or being on stage more?
No, I've made it a point that we don't brag as a family. Actually, to be honest with you, bragging in today's society has gotten a little out of hand with everybody showing off what they have on social media and what have. I mean, you know, being Italian, we don't show anything off, you know, especially my father always used to tell me, you never tell how much you make. You never tell anybody if you're going on vacation. I mean, I got this at kindergarten. My father was telling me, don't tell anybody that we're going to Lake Geneva over the weekend. I go, why not? Because they're going to rob us. Rob us. Who the hell in kindergarten is going to, steal everything we got? I don't brag.
That's good. No, I mean, the kids, sometimes I'm walking around and my stepson's going like, oh, he's on the radio. I'm like, don't do that. I don't want to tell me what's going on here. I know we're running out of time. You're busy schedule today for sure. You got a massive Hulu Arena special dropping November. What does it mean to you to take comedy to that level?
for me, you know, listen, I never thought I would be doing arenas. When I got into this business in 1998, the goal was strictly to do stand-up comedy and make a living doing it. Yeah. So I didn't have on my vision board, I want to play Madison Square Garden or United Center. But it just so happened it kind of worked out that way. And for me, to film this special on Hulu in my hometown of Chicago at the United Center, a place that I used to go and watch the Chicago Bulls in the 90s, and then here I am, you know, what, 30 years later, performing two nights there for a special with Hulu is a really big deal for me. So I'm really proud of this special. I think for doing it in an arena, which generally speaking is a large venue to film a special, but I think the way we did it and how we shot it is pretty incredible. I just saw the last cut of it, and I was really, really, really proud of it, and not only with the material, but kind of how it looks. I'm huge in production. I like to make my stage and the lighting and the screens above me look dialed in, and everything looks really, really good. So really looking forward to for people to watch it.
The camera's got to be a little weird, right? I mean, how does that work when you're trying to really relate to everyone, but then you have cameras all over the place? Do they kind of try to block that out?
Yeah, the cameras weren't even an issue. You know, I mean, night in, night out, there's always cameras set up around the arena to capture what I'm doing. I mean, obviously for a special, they bring in a lot more cameras and lighting and what have you. But no, nothing that was distracting at all. I think the production did a great job of limiting the amount of camera shots where you don't see them. It looks spectacular. So
I'm excited. So this November.
This November, yes.
And what can we expect this weekend? Mohegan Sun, we're ready for you. We cannot.
Yeah, Mohegan Sun, just, I got this colonoscopy thing that I just did. I might throw some of that material up there to see where it lands. But, more of the same, man. Just talking about my life, my health. That seems to be a big topic with my comedy right now, how my body is falling apart at the age of 52. People tend to really relate to that.
For sure.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, amazing restaurants to go check out there as well. Maybe some gambling. Mohegan Sun is the place to be. So we are really excited to have you there. And I appreciate your time coming on today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
I appreciate you having me on. And sorry, mid-interview, I started to...
we're sweating together.
Got the long sweats.
Yeah. Hey, can you do me one favor before we wrap up? I kind of want to put a quick promo together. If you could just say something like, hey, it's Sebastian Maniscalco, join me tomorrow morning with Mikey V on the morning show. That would help out a lot.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? This is Sebastian Maniscalco. Join me tomorrow morning with Mikey V on the morning show. You're not going to want to miss it. I sweat in the middle of the interview.
How you been?
I love it, bro. Please don't do it.
I'll take that out.
All right, brother.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great show. We'll see you this weekend, all right?
Be good.
Ciao.